This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Okay. Alrighty, guys. I'm continuing my file system series. For those of you who don't know me, I'm JW, and I do things with the Hacker Public Radio, or sometimes I do a really long podcast on my own JWP Linux podcast that I do at Libsyn. I haven't done one in a while. I'm probably going to get back to that Libsyn account because I'm paying for it and I need to start doing something. Today I wanted to talk to you about JFS. Now, JFS is different than the journaled file, than what we were talking about before with that used the riser system. So before on a podcast I talked about journaling file system methods, right? Or journaling file systems. So IBM came up with something called the journaled file system, or JFS. Now, you can select JFS as your file system in a number of things, okay? It's possibly one of the oldest file systems because it was developed by IBM in 1990 for its AIX flavor of Unix. However, it wasn't until the second version that it was ported to the Linux environment. Note the official IBM name of the second version of JFS is JFS2, but most Linux systems refer to it as JFS. So when you go in and you set up everything, it's JFS. JFS uses the ordered journaling method, storing only the endnode table data in the journal, but not removing it until the actual file data is written to the storage device. This method is a compromise between the speed of RiserFS and the integrity of the data mode journaling method. The JFS file system uses an extent-based file allocation, allocating a group of blocks for each file written to the storage device. This method provides less fragmentation on the storage device. Outside of IBM Linux offerings, JFS isn't properly used in the Linux family. I've used it a few times, but again, you know, I mostly use default things, right? And I think that with XT4, you can probably set the node to do the same thing with the command line. Okay. Alrighty. Well, so we've talked about the journal file system, or JFS. It is an option in a lot of BSDs and Linuxes. I hope y'all have a great day and y'all enjoyed it. I'm not sure if it was really interesting with JFS, but it was one of the options when I installed. Alrighty, hey, thank you very much. If you have any questions, you can reach me at jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.